Welcome to the Food Matters Live podcast, where we showcase the innovations, the big ideas, and the visionaries in the food industry. We dig deep, we look to the future and the past, and we question everything we think we know about food. I'm Anthony Zara, and this episode was recorded live at the Food Matters Live event held at London's Olympia. This episode is all about the background NPD processes at all food manufacturers and how they are managed.
So, as many of you will know, when it comes to product development, a brilliant idea is just the beginning, right? And as someone who's worked with many, many different food businesses, I've seen firsthand how even the most exciting, cutting-edge innovation can fall flat without the right processes in place. And I'm seeing some nodding heads because I'm sure you've all seen that before as well. The costs, delays, failure to launch, the risks that come from errors, it's not easy. And how we manage that varies a great deal across the industry. So I think it's a really big opportunity for us as developers to improve and strive for excellence in the processes that we apply. And so I'm really, really pleased to announce Mark Wood is joining us this morning. Mark is the founder and commercial director of Point 74, and he's got a good solution to this problem. So let's give Mark a warm welcome.
Thank you. We founded this business in 2007 based on an idea to provide food manufacturers with better food lifecycle software. Nearly two decades later, we now support over 150 clients across the UK, Ireland, the US, and Australia. And we work with 21 of the UK top 100 food manufacturers, multiple brands, and three of the top five retailers. And last year, Gartner, in their market guide for product lifecycle management, recognized us as one of the UK's leading suppliers of specialist product lifecycle software. In the next 15 minutes, I want to make the case that the single biggest lever available to UK food manufacturers to deliver margin, speed to market, better compliance, and security of supply is not a piece of new equipment, it's not better people, and it's probably not AI yet. It's how effective you are at managing product information, and specifically whether that information lives in one connected place or scattered across multiple spreadsheets, SharePoint, and people's inboxes. Walk into any UK supermarket today and you'll see a food culture shifting faster than at any point in the last two decades. Nutrient-dense ready meals, gut health drinks, carbon labelling, HFSS-compliant reformulations. UK manufacturers are being asked to do more innovation with more complexity in less time, alongside a backdrop of increasing regulation, retail pressure, and significant margin challenges. Behind every single one of those products, every new format, every formulation, and every claim sits a development process. And the people who run that process, your technical, NPD, procurement, and finance teams, are under increasing pressure. At the risk of being slightly controversial, I believe most of that pressure isn't coming from the market or retailers or even regulation, as relentless as that's become. A significant portion is self-inflicted, and it comes from one source: the inability to access and manage key data effectively, integrate it seamlessly in your everyday product development and technical processes. Despite the transformation in digital technologies, many UK's operations still run on a familiar set but fragile set of tools. Spreadsheets holding nutritional values, shared drives and filing cabinets containing PDFs, admin-heavy processes where data is manually rekeyed into submission forms, each team from technical to finance maintaining its own version of truth. This ecosystem worked when ranges moved slowly, regulation change was predictable, and consumers weren't demanding ever-changing diverse formats. However, this pace of change and this kind of system no longer scales. The forces reshaping the UK food to fundamentally broader data challenges. The impact lands everywhere. Technical, NPD, procurement, ops, and finance all working from a disconnected data, creating risk, delay, and duplication of effort. And without a unified digital thread within an integrated platform, no manufacturer, however capable, can keep pace with the speed and pace of change. The pressure is the backdrop to what Gartner identified in their 25 market guide for PLM in food and beverage. The guide's well worth a read and recognised the challenges, concluding there was an increased need for product lifecycle platforms. It recognised that without a trusted data platform, manufacturers are struggling now and in the future will seriously limit their ability to utilise advanced analytics and harness the power of AI. Data has become a strategic asset. Every function relies on access to the same core data to answer the key product questions. And in a fragmented data landscape where the truth lives in multiple spreadsheets, shared drives and emails, it makes the answers difficult to answer. The costs and consequences of the effective management, it affects speed, innovation, technical compliance, and hinders margin protection. And the consequences of not keeping pace are expensive. Teams spend 25% of their time rekeying data and not innovating. Conflicting versions of recipes cause failed trials and rework. The potential for errors keeps technical managers awake and launches slip. And the business that outperforms in the next decade will be those that treat product data not as a byproduct, but as a strategic asset. So why is food different? Let me start with a comparison that might feel slightly uncomfortable. If I was to do an audience poll, I'd wager that 90% would say spreadsheets dominate the way that they manage products. In an aerospace or electronics industry, the idea of managing on spreadsheets would seem frankly absurd, and these industries solved that problem a long time ago by introducing product lifecycle management systems. And these give every function, every single operation, a governed environment where product data, formulations, costs, approvals, and changes are all managed together. So why is food doing it differently? The answer is that food is genuinely different, and understanding why is key to understanding what a good system looks like. A recipe is not a fixed design. It evolves constantly. Ingredients vary by season. Nutritional profiles shift. Allergens require vigilance. And HFSS, UPF, and everything else adds a different and more complex layer, with every retailer wanting a different format. The shift that's going on at the moment is to a distinct PLM category, which involves putting the food into PLM, or what we call at 0.74 FLM. And across the industry, forward-thinking manufacturers are beginning to adapt to this way of working. So what is FLM? It's a distinct PLM category that's emerging, which involves putting food in. It takes the discipline of PLM and adapts it to the real complexity of food manufacturing. It manages the end-to-end process from supply chain to ERP, and it has food-specific functionality. It automates nutrition, allergens, it provides dynamic costings, it generates submissions and specifications without rekeying, and it digitizes the compliance process, it digitizes workflows with approval governance, and it feeds clean master data into ERP systems. And critically, it's configured for what's coming, not just for what's here today. Is this not ERP, I hear you saying? Put simply, ERP answers the questions, how do we plan and make and ship this product? FLM answers the questions that becomes before that. What exactly is the product, and are we making it right? And when both exist and connect, something important shifts. Teams stop firefighting, start innovating, data stops conflicting, and downstream systems like MES systems and ERP start receiving quality data. So this is where the sort of software environment starts to develop. Most of the food is dominated by supply chain compliance systems, product development systems, and factory quality management systems. And the way the system works is that essentially the compliance system collects all the key data, whether that's retail data or master data or nutritional or environmental information. It stores it in supplier templates and material specification templates. That information is then available to product development teams to create recipes, generate backs of pack, cost the product, design optimize it, generate all the reports and submissions required to launch a product, and manage the critical path. And when that's ready to launch, generate a product specification, a bill of material to an ERP system, and then ultimately produce all the key information outputs, whether that's factory method notes, ERP or ERP type outputs, environmental impact outputs, and finished product specification. So that's how an integrated end-to-end system works. What I'm now going to do is just generate our system running in a bit more detail. So this is the system, cloud-based system, a full messaging capability. I've been sent a message by Nicola King, who's a product developer, to say, we've got some late starter recipes going in, and the team has started to already work on that product and feed some messages through. The product area of the system allows you to create your various MPD cycles. So in this case, I'm looking at the M&S or M&M Finest Dinner Party. All the key information that's associated with that project, project brief and supporting document, is all stored in the system. Into each project, you can allocate a team. So I've got all sorts of representation to enable collaboration across the team. Into each project, you're allocating a set of recipes and then all the sub-recipes, ingredients, and packaging item and suppliers. So I've got 13 suppliers involved, and overlaid on the project is a workflow. All the sort of critical path management for both ingredients and feasibility, all going through with all the different stages all being tracked. So if we go into a recipe, we'll start developing a recipe within the system. So I'm going to do a ready meal today. I've partially created this already. I've got a series of tabs which I'll take you through. The recipe details, all the code description, all the version history is all in the background. You've then got all the sort of images. It's all Big Brother watching, so everyone is tracked and managed within the system. You've got a costing area, which I haven't populated because I haven't built the recipe yet, with all sorts of functionality to be able to deal with different budgets and different cost scenarios. So hopefully that gives you an art of the possible if you have an integrated system. Implementing FLM creates four structural shifts. Sequential development becomes concurrent, with all functions working against one live data set. Departmental silos become cross-functional. Reporting is no longer an activity, and headcount growth bound growth is replaced by scalable operations. That in itself then delivers five step change values. Speed to market. Product development is no longer slow and clunky. FLM creates friction points, removes them, and enables teams to collaborate effectively. Resource and process efficiency is delivered, with technical NPD and procurement teams no longer spending 25% of their week rekeying data. Risk reduction by aligning and connecting data, potential labeling errors, allergen mismatches, and non-compliant submissions drop sharply. An avoided recall probably pays for the system in a oneer. And margin improvement, costing's becoming an integral part of the product development process, updating as every change in version is made. And finally, improved insights and management information with its integrated data provides accurate real-time information, aiding commercial and brand decisions and ensuring better products are launched. Put it all together, faster launches, reduced admin, fewer errors and better margins. For most mid-market UK manufacturers, the annual return on investment runs to thousands of pounds. The system, and finally, to summarise, the constraint on the system, as I've tried to justify, I believe is not the people, it's not effort or ambition, it's shortfalls in how you manage your product development. FLM is not an ancillary software project, it's a margin project, a risk project, an efficiency project, a speed project, all delivered through one connected approach to the most important asset to your business, your products and your data. We at Point74 believe our system provides you the connectivity, aligned data and single version of truth that lets great food teams do their best work at pace.
Thank you. And I mean, I don't know anyone in this room has been, you know, sat at their desk very late in the evening, the day before a submission to a customer, drowning under a pile of submission forms, can probably you know, think that there's a huge amount to be gained from this system. And I can see the many spreadsheets just melting away watching it in action. It looks great to see it, you know, brought to life there. So thank you so much. So with systems like yours, sometimes trying to bring such systems on board into a business, you know, you can experience, you know, concern, resistance. And sometimes stakeholders can be worried that bringing in additional process or software can slow down or even stifle innovation. What would you say to that, Mark?
The first thing I would say is that the biggest challenge is getting the system in and pre-populated with data. We would do all that for you, so it's pre-populated with your recipes and your ingredients. So that hopefully gives your team from day one the ability to create recipes and gain the benefits. I think also that it needs to be sold into the business. It's a transformation project. It's a lot of change, and people need to be led on a journey. And each department, whether that's technical, NPD, finance, need to get something out of the system so that they can see how a joined-up process works. I think the reality also is most people are recognising, like you do, spreadsheets are the bane of all our lives. Great as they are, they're not connected. It slows everyone up. We find that once people get into the system, it does speed life up, and people naturally get into that change and transformation. In terms of innovation being slowed up, I guess it does a bit, because the reality is you do have to pay cognizance to what technical need, what finance need, and bring that all together. But in the long run, much quicker, much more compliant, and much better products.
And obviously lots of different businesses have their own version of StageGate. I experience this a lot moving between businesses where everyone has a different number and a different name internally for their version. You know, how do you help businesses to align to your way of working? And what sort of ongoing support do you offer to clients once they've come on board?
We don't force you into any workflow. You in reality, is there will be lots of workflows, whether they're suppliers, ingredients, recipes. There'll be workflows that may be associated to the way retailers want to work, a JS specific one and things like that. So we configure that all within the system. So we work with you ongoing, and that workflow is quite a big change to start with. And the support we give you allows you to evolve that workflow as you get better at doing it. And the reality is you'll find over time that will change as you have more focus on it and so forth. So it's just a full supported ongoing process that we help you develop your processes and ways of working.
And I mean, I think one of my favourite things that you just showed actually was the automatic generation of the submission forms and how those different requirements from the retailers can be met. You know, do you have relationships with the retailers if they change their requirements or the formats?
They constantly change their requirements and formats. And we do have relationships. So we have the system running in M&S, in Waitrose and Morrisons, and we're about to do the same thing with Tesco. Which allows us to get insights from them as to what their codes of practice are going to be going forward, how their submission forms are changing. The reality also within submission forms is different product groups have different submission forms within the same retailer. So the system can all be configured to match those particular requirements. So it's a managed service that we're trying to keep it as aligned as possible. We'll try and make it as standard as possible for you because that's easier. But if you do want to head off in a different direction, we can also configure the software.
Thank you so much, Mark. And thank you to all of you for your time and attention as well. Let's all give you a thanks with a round of applause.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening. If this has whet your appetite for next year's Food Matters Live events, you can already register your interest to partner with us in London and Rotterdam. Just head to foodmatterslive.com.